Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Jay Hanselman. Tomorrow is primary election day in Indiana. Residents of the Hoosier State are not used to playing a role in the presidential nominating contest. Those races are usually decided long before the Indiana primary, but not this year. Candidates on both sides spent the weekend campaigning in the state ahead of tomorrow's voting. WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the Indiana primary. Good morning, Howard.
Morning, Jay.
So let's what's at stake for both parties? Let's start with Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders.
Well, Hillary Clinton is obviously getting very close to wrapping this thing up. I think she's going to win in Indiana tomorrow, not by a huge margin, but by enough to convince, a lot of people that she is, in fact, going to be the nominee. It's the Republican side that is getting all the attention.
Now, Donald Trump is saying, reports this morning on NPR, if he wins Indiana tomorrow, it's all but over.
Right. Yeah, he is saying that. And he's not entirely wrong. It's hard to say. I mean, if he wins in a convincing way, there's 57 delegates, and if he wins a vast majority of them, it's going to be very difficult to see a way to stop him from getting to the 1,237 delegates that he needs. And then it's going to come down to California, which is the very last day of primaries on June 7th.
Let's take those 57 GOP delegates. How are they distributed in Indiana?
In Indiana, what happens is 30 of the 57, this is on the Republican side, 30 of the 57 are given to the winner of the statewide vote. Three delegates are allocated to each of the nine congressional districts in Indiana. And if you win a congressional district, you win that congressional district's three delegates. So obviously, the more congressional districts you win, the more delegates you get to be pledged to you on the first ballot.
And for Democrats, I would assume it's proportional like all the other states have been to this point?
Yes, it is. That's just the way they do it.
Now, for Republicans, this is all about delegate math heading into Cleveland and getting to, I think the number is 1237.
Yes.
And whether or not Mr. Trump can get that on the first ballot or if it goes to multiple ballots.
Right. The official count right now, he's at 996, so he's getting very close to this, and Ted Cruz is at 565. John Kasich is far, far behind at 153. Now, neither Cruz nor Kasich can win this on the first ballot, because there's only 571 delegates left out on the table right now. So they can't win on the first ballot. They have to try to find a way to stop Trump from getting to 1,237 to force a second ballot or a third ballot or even more in order to win the nomination.
And Kasich and the Cruz campaigns have been trying to do that by working together, although you hear they are working together, and then you hear, no, they're not working together. So which is it?
This came up a week ago that, suddenly there was this alliance, which was kind of put together by their campaign staffs, not by the candidates themselves, who never talked to each other about it, in which Kasich would get out of Cruz's way in Indiana, and Cruz would agree to get out of Kasich's way in New Mexico and Oregon, which are coming up, which are states which Kasich, might have some more appeal in than he would in Indiana. Since then, they've been doing nothing but sniping at each other. Kasich said, no, I'm not telling people in Indiana not to vote for me. I'm just not going to campaign there. Carly Fiorina, the running mate of Ted Cruz, as announced last week, she basically told the media, said he needs to get out. Kasich needs to get out of the race completely. Needs to go away. I don't think that was part of the deal. So this deal is really not much to it.
We hinted around when we were talking about the Democrats, what the poll said, that you think perhaps Hillary Clinton will win Indiana. What about on the Republican side, the polling?
Well, Real Clear Politics, the website that tracks all of these polls and does an average of the most recent polls, right now they have Trump up by 7.8% in Indiana. There was one poll which came out over the weekend, NBC, Washington, or Wall Street Journal poll, which had him up by about 14 percentage points. The polling really does not look very good for Cruz at this point, although anything's possible. Wisconsin, it didn't look good for him, but he ended up winning Wisconsin.
And hopefully the Hoosier voters will enjoy their chance to be in the spotlight tomorrow.
Yes, because it probably won't happen again for a long, long time.
Howard, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Sure.
WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. You can read his material online at WVXU.org.